人生是一本书，每一段时光都是一段难忘的故事。
就让我们在此刻分享我们的故事。欢迎收听西雅图中文广播美国故事栏目。
美国故事栏目由高邦地产公司总裁建筑商胡秀平 Shelly Hu 冠名播出，电话425-443-5668。
亲爱的听众朋友们，晚上好，欢迎收听西雅图中文电台美国故事栏目，我是小袁。今天我们非常有幸的请到西雅图市检察官的候选人 Ann Davidson。 Welcome Ann to our interview.
Please unmute your microphone.
Pardon me, thank you. 你好吗？
我们也感谢雅秋老师从台湾啊通过 Zoom 来担任本次采访的翻译。那首先呢，我简单介绍一下 Ann。Ann Davidson 呢，他先后获得那个社会学的学士学位和那个法学的博士学位，然后1996年来到西雅图，在西雅图超音速队工作了5年，然后呢之后他在西雅图从事律师的工作，有长达16年啊。那么他呢现在就是在今年的初选当中击败了那个现任的检察官啊 Peter， 然后进入了大选。然后我们非常荣幸那个请到 Ann 参加我们的节目。
We feel honored to have you be with us in this program. And Xiaoyuan just made a brief introduction of you in Chinese. I don't think I need to translate that.
It was lovely to hear. Thank you.
他非常高兴能够在节目中跟大家见面。
首先我问一个没有在那个问题清单里的问题，就是您初选赢得初选击败那个在任的市检察官皮特，然后您是什么样的感受？
The first question is not in the question list. I'd like to know how you felt when you knew that you beat the incumbent in the first part of the election.
Yes, it seems like long ago, almost now.
感觉上已经过了很久了。
It was very, very honoring also to see that there were so many voters in support of the message. Being really considering myself a member of the general public, being a mom, an independent thinker, just entering politics with no professional plans to do that, but just feeling compelled to do so. It was very encouraging, and I felt very honored to receive those votes.
我感觉非常的荣幸，因为我是一个政治的新人，我只是一个普通的大众，我是一个母亲，我从来没有计划要从政，但是呢，因为我看到了这个社会的情况，我觉得非常的有必要去从政，然后得到了这么多的选票，我觉得非常非常的荣幸，就是对我来说是非常大的鼓励。
我们看到您的经历当中有很多社区服务的工作，而且是长期在从事社区的服务，那这个背后的驱动力是什么？
We see in your background, you've been working in the community for community services, and it has been a long time. So what's the motivation behind it? How come you could be so motivated to do that?
The alternatives to me are not only unacceptable, they're unspeakable. If we do not become engaged in what is happening in our own hometown, in the city that we live, work, and visit, there's no one else to do it. I feel a deep sense of personal obligation to do this. I'm raising my children here. There are lots of families and business owners and people who want to enjoy Seattle. And public safety is part of our conversation every day. And it really is something to make sure we all take our own responsibility in and helping. But that is why I'm running, is it is time to reconcile the fact that we're failing to meet the needs of many of the most vulnerable, as well as the basic functions of public health and safety as a city. And so it requires us all. I apologize, you probably need a break.
That's true. I was trying to.
You might have a good memory.
I hope I can do it. 在这个西雅图这个社区，我觉得不是我要去做社区的服务，而是如果我不做的话，这个社区会怎么样？这是让我就要去做的一个最大的理由，就是因为我们在这里生活，我的家人，我的朋友，我们每天考虑的，我们谈论的事情就是跟社区有关，尤其是社区的安全等等。那么如果我们不做，谁来做呢？这是我们自己自己的社区，自己的地方，我们要进一个居民的责任，而且呢，我们想要有怎么样的生活，我们就必须去自己创造这样的生活。所以我不但是做了社区的服务，而且我还来竞选公职，因为我觉得我必须这样做，才能够对我自己生活的地方尽一份力，而且让我生活的地方变成我希望生活的地方。
您能介绍一下您的个人经历吗？包括工作经历还有教育的背景。
Could you please introduce your own experience, including your education and your working experiences?
Yes, I have an undergraduate degree from Baylor University in sociology and a law degree from Willamette University, that is down in Oregon. I've been practicing law since 2005. As a civil attorney, and I'm also an arbitrator that serves as a, like, similar to a judge. And I also teach to non-native English speakers an international business law class.
就像小袁刚才介绍的，他是在 Baylor 大学毕业，是修习的是社会学，然后在Oregon 州俄勒冈州的William Meade 大学读的法学院，我在想中文怎么翻译。然后呢，在做了律师，
16年的律师。
对，做了16年的律师，然后也做了类似法官的工作。那并且教书，是教非英语为母语的人的语言，还有。What did you teach the non-native English speakers?
Well, I taught English in Northern Thailand long ago in my 20s, but currently I teach here through University of Washington Continuum College.
Also conversational English?
No, it's I did that in Thailand, but now I teach through the UW Continuum College in a global business program. So it is often people with undergraduate degrees already or advanced degrees. But for international business law in a segment of their program.
So 以前在泰国的时候，他是教英语的口语，教当地人。那么现在是在华大的就是那个这叫做什么叫教育？就是
继续教育
啊？
继续教育？
继续教育？继续教育的这个全球的商务。教的也是非英语母语的学生。
刚刚那个 Anne 已经回答了部分回答这个问题，就是您为什么会 决定竞选这个西雅图的市检察官。然后我把后面一个问题加进去，就是您是不是觉得您的经历会帮助您成为一个好的市检察官。
So the next question is the combination of half of the other question and the next question. So you've already answered part of it, just the reason why you decided to run for the city attorney of Seattle. And also, what kind of experience of your own do you think is suitable for this job?
I think my background, not just in... an attorney that really works in negotiation a lot and contracts, but just my mindset that I bring to the law. It was my second profession. So I returned to law school in my mid-30s. And so I'm not maybe just someone who is a traditional lawyer, but look at the law as a way that we can be collaborative together. And so that's a different way that I approach legal situations. I want to see operationally, how can we make improvements? And sometimes that's a different way to look at the law.
我并不是一个一大学毕业就去读法学院的人，我是30岁以后才去读的法律，因此呢，我对法律的看法跟刚刚大学毕业出来的人可能有所不同。那么在这些年的律师生涯当中呢，我当然是有很多的这个协调啊谈判的这个经历，但是呢，我现在是觉得在我们看待法律的时候，我们有的时候要从一个不同的角度来看如何的整合，如何的可能是更有创意的去解决问题。那这就是我觉得我适合做这个市检察官的原因。
嗯，太好了。
That's great.
就是您觉得西雅图最大的挑战是什么？然后您作为一位那个市检察官，怎样才能够就是迎接这些挑战
？What kind of challenges do you think are the biggest for the city of Seattle? And if you become the city attorney, how are you going to deal with these challenges?
I think the main thing for me is probably for most people who live or work or even visit Seattle, and it is in regards to the public safety conversation I mentioned earlier. And some of that does stem from some of the situations around homelessness that we have, and some of it is inviting bad acts to be around that.And so the issue of public safety really is the first and foremost. I think we can't function as a society if we are all in kind of a fight or flight mode. So we must do that.
我认为在西雅图呢，当然是这个城市的安全是最重要的，也是我们现在经常要有意无意的就会探讨或者是谈到的问题。那么这个问题是从何而来呢？我想在这个无家可归或者是露宿街头的这些人是一个很重要的原因。那么另外一点呢，也就是在这个情况之下，我们似乎对这个不合适、不合理，或者是甚至是可能是暴力啊或者什么不好的行为的一种邀请，因为大家有这么好的机会在这块土地上做这些比较不好的事情，所以我觉得这是一个很重要需要解决的问题。Now it's your turn to talk about how you're going to face these challenges, how you're going to deal with them.
I think the first thing is to make sure that we can show from the city attorney's office that our laws mean something.That our laws are a reflection of society's values by people we elect to create policy, and the laws need to mean something.
我觉得这首先呢，就是要让大家了解我们的法律是有什么样子的意义。法律呢，是反映出人们对这个社会的意见跟需要，所以法律应该是存在是因为大家希望我们的社会有这样的法律，所以我们要让大家知道我们的法律是什么，有什么样的意义，我们为什么要定这些法律。 Next.
Well, part of that is making sure we are working then across departments and across agencies in the city to create what is the link together that we call public safety.And that is why my leading by with collaboration will help on that. That gets into some of the questions down below.
那么当然了，在这个工作当中，我必须要让各个不同的部门、政府部门能够合作，能够整合，这样子才能够达到我们原来这法律的等于是法律的效力。所以呢，在我的 认知当中这个是非常重要的。我希望如果我当选，我能够把这件事这一部分做得很好，让政府的各部门能够整合起来，在法律的方面发挥它的效力。
No.
More answer or more questions?
More questions, fine.
Okay, 那我们知道去年西雅图这个抗议活动，在就是乔治·弗洛伊德事件之后，西雅图的抗议非常的引起了全国的注意，就是有个 CHOP 就是CHOP protest。 那么西雅图在那个事件之后呢，就是警察的军费被削减了，而且呢有大批的警察离开了西雅图，这也间接或者直接的导致西雅图的犯罪率的上升。那我很想知道，就是您当初如果是检察官的话，会不会使得这个事件能够要好一点，或者说西雅图的犯罪率没有那么高，或者然后以后，当然以后就是您成为检察官的话，有没有更好的办法让西雅图能够更加安全。
So this is a longer question than he planned to ask, I would say.
Can you remember it?
Yes, the original question is, since the CHOP protest last year, Seattle experienced defunding the police. Officers have been leaving and departing, and directly or indirectly caused the crime rate to hike. So if you were the city attorney back then, what would you do so that it could be a little different, a little better, the outcome? And for the future, do you have a good solution to make Seattle a safer city?
Going forward, I think that it, again, my style of management is with collaboration. I don't have all the answers. None of us do. And that's a different posture than I think we've experienced, maybe even in that role. And so I think that when we can sit at a table and have a dialogue about what's required for people to do, I think when we are in conversation, we get a better outcome than when we demonize or ignore or want to have them go away.
如果我们往前看，任何的事情在还没有发生的时候，我们都不能够预测，或者是百分之百的预测会有什么样子的结果。但是呢，我的风格就是要大家协调，大家要讨论，大家要坐下来谈判，而不是对抗，或者是互相的不予理睬，不做沟通。所以在我的想法当中呢，我们不管做什么，就有一个友善的这个表示，就是一个让对方觉得我们是愿意沟通的这种态度的话呢，会让事情解决起来比较容易。当然我不能够说我当时会做的多么好，或者是我未来一定能够解决问题，但是我做事的风格就是要大家坐下来谈，把这个事情尽量的沟通。因为当你愿意跟对方谈的时候，那么就能够有沟通，就有可能更容易解决问题，而不是对立的时候那样子的状况。
还有吗？
Any more answer?
For the other part of the question, for the past, the thing I think that to me is the most important, maybe not the most important, but a piece that is important to understand is when we have text messages missing, and we're now wondering as a city what occurred, that is part of the legal advice that the city attorney is to provide to those elected to make these decisions for our city. And so that person in that role needs to make sure that they are serving as an attorney, giving impartial legal advice, like you would have in an attorney-client relationship, so that there's one of trust built, so advice is sought. And that's how I would have handled things different. I'm not sure exactly what occurred, but that is a critical piece to understand for the job of city attorney.
是说到上一次的这个示威的行动，这个有一个部分就是手机的简讯不见了，这个消失的这一部分。那么
市长的市长
的手机简讯消失，所以这个部分呢是蛮麻烦的，因为你就缺少了一些证据。那么作为一位检察官来说呢，那就像是普通的律师，你在给你的当事人做各种的建议的时候，你是必须要有很完整的证据，然后做完整的考虑，然后做出建议，而不是用部分的证据做部分的建议。所以我觉得这个事情呢，如果当时是我做检察官的时候，也许会有一个不同的处理方式。那么这个是一个很神秘失踪的这个手机的简讯是一个很大的问题，我也不知道到底会能够怎么样处理，因为这个是一个好像是没有什么潜力的一个情况，所以只能 说我可能就是尽力的去解决。
我想问一下，公众会不会怀疑这一部分市长的手机短信是故意丢失的，然后市检察官有没有权利去对此进行调查？
Do you think it's possible that the text messages were lost on purpose? If it could be that case, would it be the city attorney's job to investigate that?
I certainly hope there's nothing done on purpose that would be alarming for all of us. My point is more to say that it should show that there's been a gap of trust from that office to the mayor's office. There has been inside counsel there for the mayor, so there's a different setup that some executives decide to have for themselves that way. But the role that the department plays that I would head up is to make sure that we are giving that top-notch legal advice. And then just like in an attorney-client relationship, a client can decide to decline to follow the advice, but there needs to be that established trust relationship. And I think that's what I would be able to bring that about with whoever's elected to create policy at the mayor's level and the city council level. That level of professionalism that is supposed to be giving impartial legal advice. I would have to defend the city, right, as we're sued. That's part of the city attorney's job is to defend if the city is sued. So that's within the civil side of the office.
对于这个律师跟当事人之间，我觉得有一个很重要的关系就是信任。那么律师跟当事人之间如果没有充分的信任，就非常难做事。那么在一个城市，市长跟这个检察官之间呢，就有点像是当事人，市长是当事人，然后检察官是律师这样的关系。所以在他们之间，也就是说行政部门跟这个检察官之间要有相当的信任，他们彼此信任之后呢，才能够把问题解决得更好。然后律师呢得到了他们的信任，就会得到更多的不管是这个事情的真相啊，或者是证据等等，而他们做出的建议就是完整的，而不是根据部分的了解、部分的真相、部分的证据。那么当时我不知道那个时候的市长跟检察官的关系是如何，但是如果是我，也就是说是 Anne 本人是这个市检察官的话呢，他会尽量的在这个市长他的行政部门跟检察就是这个执法司法的部门之间 有充分的信任，那么这个是一个非常重要的一种关系。
好，我们进一下广告，广告之后回来。 Let's have a short break.
This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM KKNW Seattle and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle. The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guest, and callers and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Chinese Radio Seattle.
声声有情
1150 AM 西雅图中文电台，
这里是您的信息中心，
这里是您的心灵港湾，
这里是您的精神家园，
西雅图华人自己的中文电台。
朋友们也可以在网上收听我们的节目，收听网址是 ChineseRadioSeattle.com，
也可以通过智能手机下载 Chinese Radio Seattle 或者西雅图中文电台 APP 来收听我们的节目。
我们的高清调频频道是 FM98.9 Channel 3，
我们的微信平台、新浪微博和 Facebook 账号都是 Chinese Radio Seattle。
WEEE 北美最大华人网上身心超市中秋节回馈新老客户，来就送20元大红包，邀请好友双方再得20元，全场优惠半价起，新鲜蔬果、米面肉蛋海鲜、零食饮料、面食点心、美妆保健全都有。We 方便省钱新鲜，网上轻松下单，次日送到家，最佳售后，网上无理由退款。拿起手机立刻下载 APP We WEEE 注册领取20元红包。
您是您青少年子女生活中最大的影响者，他们需要您的帮助以度过现在的艰难时期。和您的孩子谈谈，帮助他们更好地了解自己的情绪，并以健康的方式应对新冠病毒 COVID-19 带来的压力和焦虑，例如去户外或者静坐冥想，并确保他们知道可以寻求帮助。在 starttalkingnow.org 上可以找到更多帮助和资源。本广告由华盛顿州卫生部赞助播出。
欢迎回到我们西雅图中文电台每周三的美国故事栏目的节目现场。今天我们非常有幸的通过 Zoom，采访到西雅图，市检察官的候选人 Ann Davidson，那么我们也感谢雅秋老师通过 Zoom 在台湾为我们做翻译，我们非常就是有一个非常感兴趣，就是Ann有一些跟亚洲的一些经历啊，就是我们看到您就是曾经去跟澳大利亚、柬埔寨还有泰国有一些相关的经历，就是帮助相关的人士。那您可能个人也去过这些国家，那您能不能给我们介绍一下您的亚洲的经历？
The first part I don't need to translate because you know it's just being polite.And now we have to tell you that we are very interested in your experience, which the part that is related to Asia, like Australia, Cambodia, Thailand, and you've been working on helping people in those areas and countries. And have you been to those countries in person? And what are your experiences there?
That's a lovely question.
这个问题很棒。
Yes, I have been to Thailand. I worked in a refugee camp on the border of Thailand and Cambodia, a UN refugee camp outside Surin, for people that were fleeing the civil war there within Cambodia.
我曾经去过泰国，在泰国的边境跟柬埔寨接近的地方，在那边的难民营服务过，就是为那些从柬埔寨逃出来的难民为他们做一些服务。
And then I taught English in northern Thailand in Lampang for a year. So that's a special place for me. Southeast Asia has been a special place in my.Heart for many years. I wanted to work in Cambodia specifically when they were getting ready to write their constitution, but it just didn't work with my timing. But that was kind of one of my places.
我也在台北教过一年的英文，那么我对亚洲一直是很有兴趣，或者是说它是我心里的一部分。所以在柬埔寨他们要准备要立宪的时候，我很希望能够帮助他们就是建立他们的宪法。可惜呢，因为跟我自己的时间没有能配合，我没有能做到。但是这件事情还有亚洲永远都是我心里很重要的一部分。
And then I've also spent time in Australia where I did work with a lot of immigrants that were going to Australia as well. So that was a great experience there.
对，在澳大利亚我也是跟很多的新移民一起我给他们提供了一些服务，在那边工作，那是很好的经历。
好，那我们回到严肃的问题，就是
Back to something serious or more serious.
今年有一些就是美国有一些仇恨亚裔的一些犯罪活动有所上升，然后不知道您对这个事情是怎么看法的。
As the Asian hate crimes are surging, what is your stand on the Asian hate crime issue?
They are increasing, sadly. I think the numbers had tripled last year. They're on pace to double just for hate crimes in general. Hate crimes all around are something that we should be alarmed about, but it's been tragically sad to me to see that that's been occurring. Even in Seattle, that it's occurring with Asian communities being a special place, you know, in my heart, a place I've loved to go and be a part of. It's hard to understand how that can occur. So it's against the law, period. And our laws are there to protect. And that would be my role and my responsibility, and it's how I stand personally too.
仇恨犯罪 是一种犯罪，是违法的。那么很可惜，最近以来确实是这种仇恨犯罪一直在不断的增加，甚至增加到了两倍或者是三倍。那么仇恨犯罪的增加是不一定完全是跟种族有关系的，但是非常的令人难过的就是确实现在在亚裔的人群的当中发生的次数也是越来越多。那么我作为一个跟亚洲有相当的联系，然后认为亚洲是一个非常重要的地方的人，我不了解为什么会有这样的事情发生。这确实是一个犯罪，是大家都必须要停止的一件事情。那么我觉得停止这些仇恨犯罪也是我的义务，是我的责任，我以后应该会尽量的去做到，这是我自己的看法，我的立场是如此。
我们了解到您过去经常能够见一些就是从监狱里释放的囚犯啊、难民啊，或者说移民啊，那您就是和大量的这样的就是罪犯或者说监狱里出来的人打交道，那就是有没有什么感触？
We learned that you've been in contact with people who were just got out of prison.Or new immigrants, or people who were more vulnerable. So, what's
your refugees?
Refugees, and what is your feeling for these people, and what's your experience dealing or helping these people?
I have spent a lot of time doing that personally. For me, the space I like to go, that I feel I'm to go in, are places where everyone wants to go out. So I put it in, when everyone wants to leave, there are people left. So that's where refugees are left. When someone is coming back to society from incarceration, they're often left and overlooked and ignored. And to me, that is, for some reason, being adopted as a child, I was in foster care and then adopted. I just have a strong sense of people that are pushed to our margins, right? That's the place that I need to go and speak up for. And so I make a point to do that because I think that it's overlooked.
我自己觉得我有一种倾向，就是会去接近这些被遗忘或者是被遗弃的人，包括是从监狱里面出来的，或者是新的移民，或者是难民等等。那么我就经常会注意到这些被遗忘的人，也许是因为我从小的经验，我的经历是我是被领养的，那么我也曾经经过不同的家庭来抚养我，然后最后是被收养，那么这个经验可能是让我更会注意到我觉得被别人遗忘的人群，因此我经常就会接触他们，然后为他们服务，希望能够替他们提供他们所需要的任何的服务。
More answer or just more question?
Need more questions.
我们知道那个西雅图中国城国际区啊，就是很多居民他们很担心这个现在的无家可归者的这些问题，就是好像越来越严重，然后就是我们很想知道，就是您是否认为现在西雅图市政府正在解决这个问题，然后您是不是相信就是下一任的西雅图的市政府会不会能够更好的解决这个问题？
As we know that many residents in the Chinatown International District worry about the homeless issue, do you think the city of Seattle is on the right track to solve this problem? And do you think, this is a prediction again, the next mayoral team could do any better on this issue?
I do know that area, Chinatown and the International District, is hard, struggling with this. I was there on Sunday, just a few days ago, and had the pleasure of going on a very quick tour to lots of locations, receiving very warm welcomes. But I do know that there are tragic circumstances there. So I'll let you translate and then I'll finish.
我知道在那个中国城国际区的那一部分是经常的有很多的问题，住在那边的居民也是非常的担心。那刚好上个礼拜天，就是几天以前，我有一个机会去到了中国城去拜访很多地方，然后受到很好的很热烈的欢迎，我觉得很好。但是在这种情况之下，即使是当时是觉得是很温暖很愉快，还是不能够忽视在那个地区目前所遭受的困扰，就是这个无家可归的人给中国城国际区带来的影响跟困扰。
I think the city of Seattle for years has not taken the right approach, and I think many people have paid that priceWhen I can say that refugee camp I was helping in was more humane and hygienic than what we've left people here alongside the roadways, people are shocked, but that is true. And so I hear even within Chinatown, people want to see people getting help, and it's not happening.
在国际区在中国城的这个问题呢， 我们看到是很严重，在路边有很多露宿街头的人，那他们的生活条件、他们的卫生环境等等，甚至比我当初在泰国的这个难民营看到的还要糟糕，这是非常令人惊讶而且难以相信的。那么在中国城，我知道也有很多人看不下去，他们希望这些人能够有更好的生活环境，那么也因为他们的生活条件实在太差，所以呢在这个地区就造成了一个整个地区的一个越来越严重的问题。那么在过去，西雅图政府我觉得一直没有好好的正视这个问题，面对这个问题，解决这个问题，所以情况才会越来越糟糕。希望在未来呢能够把这个问题给予更多的关注，然后做正确的事情，采取正确的措施来解决这里的问题。
I do hope the new mayor will be able to have a different approach. I think the approach needs toinclude relationship. I call it human capital, and relational capital is really the missing piece, not more money. But for city attorney, you know, my role is to stay in my lane of what does the law say in regards to public health and safety issues. And I hope that we can start to get people some help because the societal limits of the laws are there.And I hope that we can use those in a compassionate way so that we don't have someone's line be the limit of death, which is what is happening on a lot of the streets.
在我的立场看来呢，就是未来的市长的团队希望他们能够采取一个不同的方式来面对这个问题，解决这个问题。那么我如果是做了市检察官的话呢，我也会在这方面给市长一个建议，因为我们的法律是存在的，只是如何执法的问题。我们在执法的时候要更有这个爱心、慈悲心，对所有生活条件不好、不如我们的人要有一种帮助他们的态度，而不是把他们驱离而已。那么在这种情况之下，我们需要做更好的也许是在以后能够在每一个处理的这个步骤上面都有一些考量，这样子一步一步的解决这个问题。
好，我们再进一下广告。 Let's have another break。
今天 Tom 去打了 COVID 疫苗，这是因为所有年满12岁的人都有资格接种 COVID-19 疫苗。于是 Tom 帮他的姐姐找到疫苗接种的地点，他姐姐把链接发给了自己的闺蜜，闺蜜又分享了这个消息给……好吧，你也知道是怎么回事了。是时候让家人和朋友都知道，疫苗几乎能100%预防因 COVID 带来的住院和死亡风险。抗击疫情，我们做得到。现在即上 vaccines.gov 查询您附近的疫苗接种点。以上资讯由美国卫生及公共服务部提供。
Crossings TV、Comcast 有线电视、Xfinity 152台，为西雅图华人观众送上豪华中文电视节目大餐：东方新闻、凤凰卫视新闻、非诚勿扰、一站到底、芝麻开门，每天还有精彩电视剧和更多资讯和娱乐节目，请记得收看 Crossings TV、Comcast 有线电视、Xfinity 152台。查询详细节目信息，请访问 www.crossingstv.com。
热烈祝贺，
热烈祝贺，
热烈祝贺
西雅图中文地带，
西雅图中文电台，
西雅图中文地带，
西雅图中文地带，
西雅图中文电台，
西雅图中文电台
开播九周年。
美国故事栏目由高邦地产公司总裁、建筑商胡秀平 Shelly Hu 冠名播出，电话425-443-5668。
欢迎回到我们美国故事栏目的节目现场。那我们今天非常荣幸的请到 Ann Davidson， 他是西雅图市检察官的候选人。 那我想问一下，就是在疫情期间，就是哎，您自己有没有接种疫苗？然后是不是 work from home？
Okay, our next question is about the pandemic. So have you received a COVID vaccine and vaccines, and have you been working from home?
I am fully vaccinated, and I was working virtually most of the time anyway before that. So it was not an alteration for me.
我已经注射过两剂的疫苗，而且呢，我经常就是从家里工作的。不是因为这个大流行，新冠大流行才开始的，所以对我来说并不是一个问题，我已经很习惯这样的生活。
那跟COVID 就是新冠大流行相关的就是法律问题，就是对市政府来说，强制接种疫苗啊，然后还有等等这种抗疫的要求，对这个在法律上有没有什么挑战？
Are there COVID-related legal issues that might come before the city attorney, such as vaccine mandates and things like those?
It is possible. Those are all kind of happening at the moment. It just is dependent on if there is legal action that is taken. But my role would be to defend the city and the position that is taken by the leaders that are elected to make those decisions.That is the role. It's not my own personal opinion that matters. It's what does the law say and what do the leaders elected to lead our city decide to do?
现在这些问题正在经常的发生，也就是关于这个强制打疫苗的事情。那么当我被选为市检察官的时候呢，我就必须为我们的市长的决定来辩护。不管这是不是我个人的意见，这是一个市检察官的职责，就是要为他的当事人辩护。那么当事人呢，就是市长、市长团队。所以不管我自己的意见如何，我必须按照法律必须这么做。
跟您的竞选对手相比，您最大的优势是什么？
What do you think your biggest advantage over your opponent for the city attorney is?
I think it is my leadership style, again, of talking about being collaborative, because we're not going to really have a better work product, which is a term that's often used in the legal profession for the work that an attorney does. But I use it in a sense here of what are we building in regards to public safety?And that has to have a good working relationship across departments with our police department, as well as across jurisdiction, like with our county prosecutors. Those are things that need to be in place because crime does not stay within one small space. It goes all over. And we have to have those good working relationships with procedures between them. And so I work collaboratively. I don't demonize people for an occupation choice.
我想最大的区别是在我的这个领导的风格，因为我一向是希望大家能够合作，在各个的部门能够整合起来，因为犯罪事件并不是会在一个很小的地方集中在小的区域，而是会蔓延，或者是说会扩散到整个的地区，所以呢，在各个的部门之间要有充分的合作，比方说警察部门呢，比方说立法部门呢，比方说执法部门等等，所以在各方面都要能够一起合作，然后执行我们的法律。那么在法律方面，当然没有什么新的法律，只是说我们要如何执行，那么这个执行的方式，执行的这个我的态度，就是我最大的优势。
I also have a wide variety of supporters, and she has a very narrow group. I think it speaks for itself.
那么跟我的对手比起来呢，我的这个支持者是很有来自非常多元的背景的不同的，那么跟对手比起来，他的支持者呢相对的就是单一的多，所以在这方面我也是觉得比他占了优势。
我们了解到您在西雅图超音速队运作团队工作过，然后 我们想知道您希不希望苍蝇作队回到西雅图，在什么情况下才能做到苍蝇作队回来？
We know that you've worked for the Seattle Supersonics, and now they're not in Seattle anymore. So do you hope that they can come back, and do you have a way to bring them back?
If I did, I would have already done it.
如果我有办法的话，我就已经把他们叫回来了。
I think a lot of people would enjoy having them back. It's fun.
很多人都会希望他们回来跟我一样。
I see that my son's classmates, he's 10, a lot of them like to wear Sonics gear, and it's quite fun to see a very young generation still know about them.
Yeah, 我十岁的儿子的同学呢，也很喜欢穿这个超音队的服装，实在是看到这么年轻的人，他们没有在西雅图看到超音队的比赛，但是还穿他们的球队的这个服装，看起来是非常可爱有趣的。
今天呢，很快就到节目的尾声了，那你能不能跟我们西雅图的那个选民说一下他们为什么要选你？
It's almost to the end of the program. So could you please tell the Chinese voters of Seattle why they should vote for you?
I first want to thank them for listening and say I really do enjoy hearing from people directly as to what matters to them. And I think that that's an important piece to hear from the Chinese community as well. I go to places to see and to listen because I would represent everyone because I think we are all at risk of being a victim of crime. We all live or work within the city of Seattle. And so that means everyone gets to have a part in feeling represented.
首先我感谢各位的收听，听我说这些话。那么我呢，也希望能够听到你们的声音。我的做法就是，我是到各个地方去看看生活，大家生活的情况，听大家的意见。我希望能够听到你们的心声，你有什么需要能够告诉我，这样子我才能够为你们服务。因为西雅图是每一个人的，我要做每一个人的代表，我就必须要听到每一个人的声音，所以我希望能够得到你们的选票，也听到你们的声音。
I will be looking at misdemeanor crimes, and some misdemeanor crimes matter and must be prosecuted because they are serious crimes. Some misdemeanors matter because they are committed by serious offenders, and some misdemeanors matter because they are business ending, job ending, and tax revenue ending. And my opponent wants to not prosecute most misdemeanors and would prefer to not have any police officers. So I would really appreciate the support of the Chinese community so we can all function once we have the limits of our laws set and held by my position. We can all take care of business in our own lives.
在谈到 misdemeanors 就是比较轻的罪方面，那我的对手呢是建议不要去审判这些轻罪，但是我认为这些所谓的轻罪有的时候是需要被审判的，因为他们可能是有重罪的这个意图，但是结果只是一个比较轻的结果，或者是他们是犯罪的人是比较有恶行昭彰的人，他们做出来的就是犯的罪，所以这个就跟比方说偷税漏税逃税这些方面的轻罪是有所不同，所以我希望我能够得到华裔的选民的支持，那因为我觉得我们是站在同一条阵线，就是要对这些比较恶性的轻罪要加以审判。
您也支持增加警察经费是吗？
Do you support the opposite of defunding the police?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
连说了三次，重要的事情要说三遍。
好，今天非常荣幸的请到西雅图 市检察官的候选人 Ann Davidson 参加我们的节目。那在节目的最后 ，Ann， 您是不是跟我们，西雅图的华裔的选民说几句话
？At the very end of the program, would you say something special, especially to the Chinese residents in Seattle? Maybe in Chinese.
Oh,
you don't have to.
I only know my hello, how are you, and my goodbye. That's it. In Mandarin.
说中文呢，我只能说你好、再见等等的。但是我，我要
你好吗？我很好。再见。That's my limit. My Thai is slightly better, but
那我的泰国话比中文好一点点。
But to the Chinese community.You have built a great part of our city, and it is important to hear your voice. And it is important to make sure that your businesses and homes and your families are protected so that you can continue to flourish in our city. I want to be your city attorney so that I can help you do your jobs. Once I do mine well, you can do yours well.
华人在西雅图是非常重要的，华人的社区在西雅图是非常重要的一个社区。那么感谢你们建设了这么好的社区，那么我也希望能够在市检察官的任内做很多的事情，让你们的社区更安全，让整个西雅图市更安全。那么我如果做得更好，你们就可以生活得更好，这是我的希望。
好，我们祝您竞选顺利，高票当选。
Hope you can win by flying colors.
Thank you. Thank you. And we have neighborsforanne.com as the website, neighborsforanne for all the social media. I think even it's put out on WeChat as well.
所以我有这个 neighborsforanne.com 是这个网站，所以欢迎各位来访问我们的网站，我们在微信上也是有平台是吧
？And you will have our Chinese Radio Seattle's endorsement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
谢谢谢谢 ，Thank you.